the Proverbs writer declares to us in Proverbs chapter 5, verses 21 and 22, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his own sins." We are told here in this passage concerning the omniscience of our God. And the word omniscience is one that simply means the capacity to see or to know all things. And God is truly omniscient. Because of his deity, because he is God, he can see and know all things. It matters not wherein we might try to hide ourselves or blend in with the crowd, wherein we might try to go in the world to disguise ourselves day or night. God sees and knows what it is that we think or do or say, the very attitudes that we have in our lives. Nothing is hidden from our God. And it is because of that responsibility that so many individuals are going to fail to recognize God's omniscience, that they are going to use their lives in such a way that will cause them to be lost if they're not repentant of their sins. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10 tells us that we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to answer for the things that are done in this life, whether they be good or bad. There is nothing that is going to slip by the notice of our God. He will see all of it. And therefore, it is our responsibility to make certain that we use the lives that he's given us in this world, the bodies that we've been given in this life, for his glory and for his purpose. But the omniscience of God is also that of a comfort. It is that which provides us the ability for God to see us doing that which is right, and for him to know in our own lives that we are his children, that we are his people, and we seek to do his will in everything that we say and do. The psalmist writes in the first psalm, there in verse 5 and 6, "Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." God sees what we do, and when he sees us living righteously in his sight, when he sees us being his faithful children, he knows who and what we are for what we are. And we will be rewarded for our righteousness so long as we continue to follow him and walk in the light as he is in the light, 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. Therefore, let us take the opportunities that are presented before us in this life to make certain that we are reaching out to those who need to be taught, that we are encouraging those who are downtrodden, that we are helping those who need our help, whether it be in a physical or a spiritual or an emotional sense. Let us be doing good with the time that we have. And as Paul wrote to the brethren of Colossae, let us redeem the time, walking toward those who are without, telling them about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Let God see us doing that which is right and good in his sight. I thank you for your time and attention.